Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. If you would just join me in a quick word of prayer. Father God, give thanks to this morning, to EMP, where we can gather like this, to seek your face, seek your word, and have you speak to us. And we just want to start the day with you, Lord. And align our minds, our hearts with you, Lord. And also just to receive your encouragement and direction, Lord. And so, Lord, would you come? We open up our hearts and ears to receiving your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Amen. So today, the verse that we have, we're going to read from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Okay? Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is comfortable, and my burden is light. Amen. Amen. Yes, so this verse is probably, for me, one of my favorite verses because it is so applicable and it's something I so dearly need, right? What do I need? It's rest, right? Especially when Jesus kind of addresses exactly like what it means. It's also when we are feeling weary and burdened, right? So when you're feeling tired, drained, burnt out, this is what we need, rest. He says, you'll find rest for your souls, right? And I think oftentimes, especially in Hong Kong, our tiredness is not just physical, right? Where it's not like a physical toil. It could be, but usually it's not a physical thing. It's a soulful thing. We're just drained emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And what we need is rest for our soul. So today, I really wanted to talk about rest. It's something I've been meditating a lot on. And so the word, you know, when we talk about Sabbath, you know, and often, for most of us, Sabbath is on Sunday. It comes from the word Shabbat. And the meaning, Shabbat, it just simply means rest. It means rest. And so for us, it's something we're instructed to do, honor the Sabbath, right? And it is a spiritual discipline. And so over these last few months, you know, it's been a difficult, but we've had to adjust time in Hong Kong and with church, where we've had to move everything online, right? Whether it be Sunday service or even your house church meetings, it's all been online. And as I've talked to people, I've still, you know, been reaching out, having meetings, and I've asked people, oh, how are you doing? How are you doing spiritually? And, I mean, this happens always, but especially right now, people say, oh, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. They say, you know, not bad. Nothing bad is happening in my life, right? I'm thankful for what I have. But yeah, I would say I'm doing okay, right? And what that means is things aren't really bad, but things aren't good either, aren't great. And as a result, and oftentimes people can't even really identify why they're feeling like that. And I think part of the reason is because our whole lifestyle and the way we've been doing life has completely changed, and it's shifted, right? And I'm taking a course right now. It's called Spiritual, well, I'm about to finish it. It's called Spiritual Formations, and it talks about how do we grow? That's basically, how do we grow to be more like Jesus? That's the whole course. And so there's different spiritual disciplines that help us to do that. And one of the things it talks about is in life, we have something called a spiritual rhythm for Christians, or for all people, spiritual rhythm. What that means is there has to be different aspects in your life in order for you to feel fulfilled and for you to grow. And one of those big, very important spiritual disciplines is rest. And that's why God instructs us to honor the Sabbath, right? More specifically, if we're being very specific, to dedicate a 24-hour day to rest. And I would say, this is my presumption, but also it's in me, is like even the way we do Sabbath right now, the way we rest is probably not really as God intended, right? So especially with this online, I imagine right now it's Sunday, it's the holy day that we're supposed to set apart for God, and we just roll out of bed, still in our pajamas, and we, you know, go to the washroom, maybe brush your teeth, crawl back into bed, and in your phone, lying down, you log on to the live stream service and you kind of do service looking at your phone like this, sideways. And then after that, you're done. And that's, you're supposed to be your rest, right? And I think, could it be, even though it's been so convenient, right? It's been so convenient to do things online and now we can be more efficient, right? We don't even have to get dressed to get this thing done, which is Sunday service, that we've actually kind of missed out. We've missed out on really resting. And as a result of really missing out on this resting, it's thrown our whole rhythm out of whack, right? And of course, there's other aspects. And even for me, as things have opened up, as I've even had the chance to play basketball, that's an important rhythm for me. And I've actually get to go back to these things. It has given me more rest in life. And as a result, you know, as God instructs us to do Sabbath and rest, maybe it's actually something we really need. It's not for God, right? Oh, it's not, you must obey me, but it's something we really need. And so we need it. We need to rest. And we probably don't even realize how much we need it, right? And oftentimes, we're also not doing it properly. How do we, most of us, rest if we just go with the flesh? We do things not to, that don't necessarily give us rest, but we do things that helps us to escape, right? So it could be just binging on Netflix, watching TV shows, Korean dramas. It could be getting drunk, going out to party, you know, letting off some steam. And, you know, I feel like in moderation it's okay, but sometimes we binge, right? I've done that. And it's because we want to just not think, we want to escape. But the problem is, what happens if you're trying to escape from something? You don't want to get back. When you escape, you don't want to go back. And so if you don't get that rest, the reality is when it comes, when Monday comes around, when you have to face your work, face life, face relationships, you have that dread. Like, oh, I can't believe Monday's here. I escaped, but now I'm back. And even for me, like, how do I know a vacation is like a great vacation? Not just I had fun, but like it was a successful vacation. And I would say most of the time this happens is when I come, I'm looking forward to coming back. I'm looking forward to like coming back to church, you know, doing ministry, to serve. And so even like, just so you know, we have these house church breaks, right? And I can say after this break, we've had, it feels like a long break for some reason. After this break, after the summer breaks, I am so excited and ready to like lead my house church. I'm ready to lead them. So excited to walk with them, to be on them, to really, you know, be doing life together and leading them, to pray for them, right? I'm so excited. So we need this rest. And really, it's not just we get something out of it, but it also represents something very special. Okay, so in Exodus 28:10, Moses receives this from God. He says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male slave or your female slave or your cattle, or your resident who stays with you." So the Israelites have just been delivered out of Egypt, where they have been slaves for generations, right? And so their life, they worked nonstop, right? And so for them, what was their life? They had to, I mean, they were slaves, and they had to work all the time. They had to earn. If they didn't meet expectations, right, they would be punished. If they worked hard, then they would not be punished. They would receive favor and have a better quality of life, I mean, relative to a slave, right? And so they were living under this, how do you say, this paradigm of everything they did was earning. Earning, earning, earning. That was their life. No rest. The harder they worked, the better they lived. And that does it, that really, if you think about it, I know that slavery and the type of work was like the toiling of like, I imagine like building the pyramids, the heavy blocks, all those things, right? Building palaces. But that doesn't sound so dissimilar to a lot of people, our lives, right? Maybe we're not moving giant blocks, but same mentality, right? Which is, oh, I need to work, I need to earn, I need to gain more. If I don't work hard enough, I'm going to lose out. My quality of life is going to go down. If I don't work enough, hard enough, there's going to be consequences. Oh, if I work harder, if I just do a little bit more, then it'll be enough. Then I'll have a better quality of life. You see the similarities? Different circumstances, but the heart and what it represents can be the same. Even though we're not us, we're not slaves, we can live like slaves, doing different things. And so when God gave the people Sabbath, it wasn't just like, I want you to rest because it's good for you. I mean, there is that. But it also represented God setting them free, right? Now, you no longer had to toil away. God, now on one day a week, you don't need to keep working because God is always working, right? So I can trust him. And so when you do Sabbath, it is a reflection of what you believe and also a reflection of your relationship with God, because now you don't have to earn either, right? We think we need to earn, earn, earn. Now we don't need to earn God's love. We don't have to toil away if we do more or do less because of the covenant, because of the love that God has for us as children of God, right? His love for us is the same. And so when we rest, it also represents what we really believe. It represents the relationship that you have with God. And so I've been really challenged, right, with especially with Sabbath, because can I just lay down 24 hours, right? Can I lay down 24 hours and just spend it with Him? And so the last thing is, how do we do it then, right? We know why, it's because we need it. We know it represents something as well, symbolically to God when we do Sabbath. But then how do we do it? Like I said, it's not just watching TV or Netflix. It's not just doing nothing. And I think sometimes we think, oh, Sabbath is doing nothing. Or if we feel like we have to do nothing, it's all like we get stressed because what do we do? It's really hard to do nothing for a long time. So what do you do? Well, Peter Scazzario, is that how you pronounce his name? Peter. Anyway, he's a guy who wrote the book Emotionally Healthy Leaders, Emotionally Healthy S. What does EHS stand for? Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. Spirituality. Okay, good. So he took a sabbatical and he just went deep dive. I think he spent a year trying to understand Sabbath. A whole year. And he came up with these kind of four simple steps. Obviously, there's a lot more. So I'm going to share these four simple steps to doing Sabbath. And so those four simple steps are stop, rest, delight, and contemplate. Super simple. Stop, rest, delight, contemplate. And so the first one, stop. Stop working. Simple. Stop. We understand. Stop is easy to understand. Whether you do it or not is another question, right? And I think Sabbath is one of those things. All of us are functioning like slaves, like to earn, earn, earn. It's actually really difficult to change that habit, right? You look at the Israelites, even though they were delivered, not just with Sabbath, but the way they responded to God was not like they were free. It was not like they were children of God, right? The first thing we need to do is just to do it and stop what we're doing, stop working. Next is rest. Rest. You gotta be kind of intentional, right, when we're resting. You have to really think, is this really gonna give me rest? Right? Moderation, okay. But if it's too much of one thing, right? Mindlessly, flicking on social media, video after video for hours, you're probably not gonna feel rested. So you need to be a little, what gives you rest? And for all of us, it could be something different, right? For me, it's playing basketball. It's just spending time with my friends, right? I'm thinking of non-spiritual activities, right? Spending time with my family, eating delicious food. I don't know. So we gotta look to really do things that are restful and abstain from those things that we probably... So this guy, Peter Scazzaro, he actually says, like, for him, for 24 hours, he will completely disconnect from his phone. 24 hours, completely disconnect. There's something about, I think, social media, being connected, that isn't restful. Because there's something like we're always, like, looking to that, right? But really, what are we really trying to achieve on Sabbath is we want to look to God. Right, and then we just had this like parent seminar, and Robert Glover was sharing like how he was talking to Francis Chan, and you know they were just feeling so disconnected as a family because everyone was on their devices and just over social media. So apparently he took his whole family, and if you know he has a huge family, I think he has like. Okay, I'd be exaggerating. It feels like he has like 10 kids, right? And he probably has grandkids now. So he took his whole family and took them to Alaska. And apparently he told Robert, like, hey, so for these next 3 months, there's going to be no phone. I'm not going to have like any internet, so you're not going to be able to get in touch with me. And apparently when they were there, they loved it. They felt so connected with each other, so connected with God. And then when they finally left, apparently one of his children stayed. It's like, Dad, I just need to stay here longer and just experience, I guess, the beauty and everything. And then the next one, stop, rest. Next is delight. Delight. During creation in Genesis chapter 2, right? And this is the model for us, I guess, because in Exodus it references it. But God created for, it says, 6 days. And then when he was finished, on the seventh day, he rested. And we know, I hope you know, like, God didn't need to rest in the sense like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so physically and mentally drained. Oh, I just need to rest, right? So why did he rest? And I think why he rested was to take it all in, right? After he finished his magnificent creation, he took it all in and appreciated everything. I imagine he was processing like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. It's amazing. This place I've prepared, it's going to be, you know, for humans. And he's not only appreciating, I'm sure, like the beauty, but also like the why, like this is why I'm doing it, right? All those things, he's delighting in this. And we do that, I feel like, with kind of trivial things too, right? Like as a kid, even now, you know, if I've been playing a lot of Lego with my kids, when I'm done playing Lego, we build our thing or we make a puzzle, we take a step back, we're like, we look at it, that was pretty good, you know? And you just, oftentimes after you make that thing in Lego, if it was a lot of pieces, you just like put it on the shelf, you leave it there, and you appreciate it, right? And that gives you a lot of gratification of what just happened. And so it's important that we delight as well. And the last thing is we need to contemplate. And I think this is what we don't like to do. I would say this is the hardest thing, right? Because, I don't know, we think thinking is tiring, which is true. But then if you don't think, things don't get resolved, right? And when things don't get resolved, I'm talking about like mental, emotional, then you never get there of really being set free of rest. And so when we contemplate, it's you go before the Lord, all the troubles that you're experiencing, right? Whether it be with people, with God, your circumstances, you go to him. And then our starting verse, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, right? Sorry. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is comfortable and my burden is light. Right? Yeah. That's part of... So Sabbath is not just do nothing. You got to do something, but you have to be very intentional. And so the things that normally we just don't want to think about escape, you actually run to God. You go to him. You surrender to him. You submit it to him. You let him minister to you. You think about who he is and how it relates to what you're going through to get perspective. And you realize, oh, actually, this thing that I don't want to deal with and it's so difficult, actually, God is in control. Oh, actually, I'm not dealing with this alone. He's with me in this whole process. He'll never leave me or forsake me. And something about as you process it with God, recognize who he is in your circumstance, it sets you free. The burden, the heavy yoke that you have, it becomes light. So I want to invite Sterling, you're leading us? Yeah. Sterling's going to lead us. And just embrace this opportunity. as we worship. And I think that's something what worship does too. Like those words that we express who God is gives us perspective on our circumstances, which is, it's not so big. What we're feeling, what we think is unsurmountable, as we compare it to God, of what He's willing to do for us and what He has promised us and what He's done, it's not that big. And so, as Sterling leads us, whatever, let's take this opportunity to really receive rest. If you're feeling weary and heavy laden, let's just go before the Lord. Let's not escape. Let's just face those things, present it before the Lord, and just allow Him to minister, to encourage you, to speak to you.
None of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You are my supply, my breath of life. Still more awesome that I know, you are my reward worth living for. Still more awesome that I know, none of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst, every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You, my sacrifice of greatest price. Still more awesome that I know, you're my coming King, you're my everything. Still more awesome that I know, none of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough, more than all I want, more than all I need. Yet you are more than enough for me, more than all I know, more than all I can see. Yet you are more than enough. Lord of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You is more than enough for all of me.
Thanks, Sterling. Let's do it. Yes, God. Just as the song from Sterling, you're more than enough for us. You satisfy us. What you did on the cross for us, and everything you've done, like it's enough. Like, we're satisfied, Lord. And because of what you've done, it allows us to have such freedom in the way we pursue our dreams, you know, our interests, the way we pursue and do relationships. God, we have such a freedom to just be open and just go for it because, Lord, you've already saved us. You're already the best friend we could have. You're the best father. You're always with us. And so we just recognize that. And I just, Holy Spirit, would you just lead us to live a life that reflects that truth? That as you have set us free, as you've called us to be sons and daughters, that we can live in that freedom. You saved us from a life of bondage and slavery, of restriction, of worry, Lord. And I just help us to break those strongholds, break those habits, and live the life that you died for us for, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's turn to our screens. Let's pray for our community this morning. Let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer, who's going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for hope. Let's pray for God's healing, God's encouragement and strength to go before them. Let's pray for those suffering for illness and in need of word of salvation. Let's pray for open hearts. Pray for opportunities for God just to speak. Let's pray for those who are suffering for infirmities. Let's pray for God's continual hand on them to heal them. Let's pray for those who have COVID, and also pray for our frontline workers for their protection. Let's cover those who are seeking after jobs. Let's pray that God leads them, opens door, directs their every step. Turn to our mission focus. Let's pray for Singapore SPSG, Pastor Sam Kim, Indonesia Spin, P. Salamat, Philippines Spill, P. Ernie. Let's cover our ministries, especially, but I want to say for like Spin and Spill, as they're we've just transitioned to meeting in person, so all the logistics and things that we have to put in place. Pray for guidance, direction, wisdom. Let's cover our education ministries, SP Kids, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for, vision and direction. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministries, IP, The Well, and River. Let's pray for the leaders. Let's pray that God would move powerfully and touch the people they are praying for. Let's pray for our outreaches, Igapi, Homi, SP Lights Bridge Recreation, and our evening outreaches, SP Lights, Homi Outreach. Pray for the members, to have their, how do you say, their fire reignited as we are opening up, and there's now ministry opportunities. Pray for the leaders, ministry leaders, Tim, that he can continue to guide them and encourage them. Pray for the pregnancies, for God's protection and covering. Joan, Common, Fiona, Leslie, Tyon, Winnie, and others. Let's pray for our moms. Finally, let's pray for our house churches meeting tonight. Cullen and West, East Bay, McRobinson, Olympic, Robin Hood, and Ventress. I think we have about 3/4 of house churches that are going to be meeting in person. And so let's just pray for the house churches as we've returned from break, that, you know, just for excitement, for just a really great time of connection with one another and just celebrating. Yes, Lord, thank you for the word today, your desire for us to rest, Lord, that even as we are feeling tired and drained, that you are there to be the source that we can turn to find true rest, Lord, a real rest. And so, God, would you lead us into that place where we can just settle ourselves to be so present and be still in the moment with you, not just on Sabbath, but, you know, even daily, Lord, because there's just things that comes up, Lord, and just to do that daily, Lord, and just bless us this morning, Lord. We need you in your blessing to go with us. Help us to hear and discern your voice, even as we go about our day, and just be so aware of your presence indwelling in us, as in everything that we do. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, everyone. Thanks for joining.